Today's gospel is a very interesting passage of scripture, and often it is misused by others to assume that they can have two lives, that is, the religious life and the secular life, that they can give God worship on one or two days of the year, and I mean of the week, and then spend the rest of their week pursuing the things that modern society holds out to them. But that is indeed not what our Lord is saying here. He is not saying when we are to give unto Caesar what is Caesar's, but unto God what is God's, that we are to give unto Caesar what is unjust, or indeed it is not a license for Caesar to require unjust taxes or anything unjust from citizens. And so we must reflect upon this most especially in today's age, in today's society, for we are to give unto God what is His first, and then we will become good citizens of the nation, and we will even try to help Caesar in order that he may govern the nation, the society, in accord with the will and the mind of God. And we must learn from the beginning of today's Caesar that it was the leaders of the people, the Pharisees and the Herodians, who came in order to trap Jesus, to catch him. And so we learn a most important truth, that if we are true and authentic followers of Jesus Christ, then the leaders of the modern world will also try to trip us up, not because of anything special in us, but because of Him whom we worship and Him whom we adore and Him whom we claim to have a right to reign over society. And so, in effect, our Lord is reiterating the teaching, the doctrine of the reign of His Sacred Heart over the whole of society, that is, the reign of Christ the King. And so, if we are to be true and authentic citizens of our nations, we must first and foremost be lovers of Almighty God, and we must love God in accord with the way that He has revealed to us, and then we will give unto Caesar what is Caesar's, even if at times Caesar requires unjust things. We will give to him only insofar as it is not sinful to do so. Of course, the modern day Caesars tell us it is all right for us to give our children to death through abortion. It is all right to stop the conception of a child through contraception. It is all right to pursue maddening pleasure at any way and in any course. But of course, we know these things to be contrary to the will of God and to be contrary to what God has required. And so let us strive first and foremost to give unto God what is God's, and then we will give unto Caesar what is Caesar's. We will know what we can give to Caesar without sinning, but we will know when we have to refrain from giving unto Caesar what is not in accord with the will of God, and so we will help cooperate. For a true citizen of a nation, as Pope St. Pius X often taught, was one who was willing to stand up and tell his nation that it is wrong when it is wrong. And we can only tell a nation it is wrong if we are imbued with the truths of Holy Mother Church. And so, in order to give unto God what is God's, and to give unto Caesar what is Caesar's, in accord with the will of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, we must know what He taught. And so let us strive each and every moment of our lives to attempt to sanctify our intellects so that we truly know what is God's will. And let us pray earnestly to the Mother of God so that we have the grace to put into practice what we know to be God's will. It takes great virtue in today's age, in today's life, to stand up to Caesar when he is wrong, or to stand up to anyone when they are wrong. But we must understand, as again was pointed out in the beginning of the Gospel, that those who are in opposition to Jesus Christ, those who are in opposition to the cross, those who do not believe that there is a happiness outside of this world, will always seek to trip up the followers of Jesus Christ and the members of the mystical body. But we must be willing to love them enough as our Lord loved them, for our Lord would give His life for the very Pharisees and scribes and the Herodians who always sought to trip Him up. And so we too must be willing to give our lives by an authentic witness to the truth. And so if Caesar is willing to take our lives, let us be certain that he takes our life in accord with the will of God, that we are found not denying the truths of Almighty God, that we are found always and everywhere first loving God, so that we may come to attain His love for all eternity in heaven, and so that we may cooperate each and every moment in our lives with our own salvation and the sanctification of all human souls. And let us always remind ourselves of that one most special fact, that Jesus Christ came in order that all may have life. Those who are incorporated into his mystical body and serving him presently, and those who are not incorporated to his mystical body, into his mystical body, and even in opposition to him. Christ came in order to give life to all mankind. Christ came in order to reign over society, so that society may be an instrument of his charity, an instrument of his mercy, and it is through the members of the mystical body that he expects to attain this victory over evil, this victory over all that is not conducive to the salvation of souls. And so let us strive to continue to give unto Caesar what is Caesar's, when it is not contrary to the will of God, but first and foremost and always giving unto God what is his, so that he may give to us at the end of our lives what he has to give, that is union with him for all eternity in heaven, so that we may praise the good Lord from whom we took our existence, who sustains our existence, who at each and every moment of our life is seeking nothing but our salvation. And so let us strive to cooperate with him with that, through that most special gift that he has given to all humanity, his mother, so that she may become the mother of all men, and hence the mother of true society, that she may establish the rule of life and the rule of grace over all nations and all societies, so that we may all attain that union which alone can bring joy to the human heart. And let us always remember that it is part of being human to strive for worship of God. If we do not worship God in accord with the way he has revealed, we will necessarily to begin to worship the things of this world, and ultimately to worship Caesar when he promises to give us happiness, happiness in accord with the dictates of this world, happiness in accord with the sinful dictates of entertainment and pleasure, not in accord with the dictates of Almighty God, which are, after a life of prayer and suffering in this world, we may be united with him forever in the world to come.